You're listening to an Apple Viz podcast.
Hello there, and thank you for giving this podcast a listen. My name is Thomas Donville. I'm also known as Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to view apps using your Apple ID for sign in with Apple. What am I talking about? Maybe you know what I'm talking about, maybe not. So I'll give you kind of a summary of what this is. Now let's talk about this sign in with Apple. If you're not familiar with this, this is a great little feature that I would definitely take advantage if you can. Got some pros and cons. I'll explain to that. Let's just take Instacart example. So I have Instacart here.
Instacart.
Double tap to open. I have it loaded up. So let's double tap that.
Instacart. Tap a button. Get your groceries. Heading.
So essentially, let's just say we got Instacart open up here. You have to create an account. So Instacart has to know who you are. So this is great when you use an app that takes advantage of the signing with Apple. So let's go to the right so you can see what's going on here.
Get your groceries delivered or ready for pickup and spend time on web matters. Page 1 of 4, adjustable, login button.
Obviously, if you have an account, you can go ahead and log in. In this case, I don't. Let's go to the right.
Get started button.
Double tap.
Enter your email, text field.
So this is like any other app that when you create a new account, it wants an email, password, and all those things, right? You can relate to that. But some of the apps, if you're not familiar with, you can sign in with other services. So let me show you. Go to the right here.
Or continue with Apple button.
So here is the option to sign in with Apple. What does that mean? It means you have an account elsewhere. For example, we have already have our Apple ID. Other services such as
continue with Google button, continue with Facebook button.
So those are the services. So if you already have a Google account and you don't want to have to create the whole thing, you can just use your Google or Facebook credentials to sign in as a new account on Instacart. However, I don't want to do this because I want to sign with Apple. There's a reason why you want to do this. Number one, it's privacy. You know how you have to enter your email for every account. Sometimes you're going to get unsolicited emails that you don't want, junk mail, or they may sell your email to other people and you get junk mail. And that's how they get your email. However, if you sign with Apple, here's the beauty of this. One is that when you sign in with Apple, Apple is going to go ahead and create a generated alias email. Means that it's a total random email, whatever it is, it creates it for you and it uses that for email of that account for that app. So that generated alias, then whenever you get a news or whatever have not, it will forward it to your real email address. And I'll get to that in a bit. So essentially, you know, if you ever get junk mail, you can look where it was from or to. Look at the two. And if it's generated from Apple, you'll see that new generated Apple code. So you know it came from that app. Bad app. It shouldn't be sending me things. Anyway, I like this because then it secures myself. So every email or account that I create with sign in Apple is unique. If you didn't know about that, from now on, double check all the apps and see if this has an option. Now, the downfall, if you already create an account, really, it's not going to be that easy to convert over. Yes, you can't convert over easily. It's like creating a whole new account. So I want to show you what the sign in with Apple is. Now I'm going to show you how to view those apps that are using your Apple ID. So I'll head on out of here.
Instacart. Double tap to open.
Now we're going to head on over to the settings, the Apple settings.
Settings.
And one finger double tap.
Settings.
Now, we're going to go to the Apple ID that you are using for your device. So typically, once you get into settings, when you swipe once to the right,
search,
hit the search, swipe one more time.
Thomas Donville, Apple ID.
And that's my Apple ID, and yours should appear here. Go ahead and do a one finger double tap on this.
Edit.
And now we're going to go ahead and find password and security. So you swipe to the right until you get to that.
Password and security button.
There it is. Go ahead and double tap.
Selected. Change password button.
Now, I don't want to change the password. I'm going to go to the next heading here.
Sign in with Apple heading.
There it is. Sign in with Apple. Go to the right.
Apps using Apple ID button.
Bingo. That's exactly where we're going to go. Double tap this.
Apps using Apple ID. Adobe Fill InSign button.
Now,
actions available.
are all the apps that I have chosen to use to sign in with Apple. What's cool about this is, as I mentioned before, it's secured. So each of these accounts that I created for these various apps,
Anchor, Button, Dabble, Button, Fing, Button, Ift, Button,
all those apps were created with a sign in with Apple. I love it because each of those apps has a generated email that is automatically generated for you. So it's kind of like an alias. Those, if they were to send you any junk mail or anything like that, it gets sent to that email, which therefore forwards it to your real email address. So essentially it's hiding your real email address, which I really love that. But here are all the apps that are shown here. Let me show you, for example, let's go back to Dabble.
Fing, Dabble, Button.
This is just, yes, I took a dabble of looking at the dabble. I know, that's a terrible pun. But here's an app I don't ever use again. And this is a good reason why to check out what's been signed in with your Apple. Because in this case, I don't even have that app installed anymore. I don't really need that. So go ahead and remove it, because if you're never going to reinstall it, however, with a caution, you will have to recreate the account if you delete this. So if you ever going to go back to an app like Dabble, keep it on them. But in my case, I'll never go back to Dabble. I don't use it. So I'm just going to swipe up here.
Delete.
And delete it. Double tap that.
Performed action alert. Stop using Apple ID with Dabble.
Yes.
Next time you use this app, you may be asked to create a new account.
Okay. So there's a warning I was telling you about.
Cancel. Button. Stop using. Button.
Stop using.
Instacart. Button.
Now.
Actions available.
Look at that. There's Instacart. I have used it before. So essentially when I go to log in, when I say go ahead and use my previous account, it will remember that, which is kind of cool. It's not like a keychain, but somewhat kind of. It remembers the account and you can use that instead. So let's go double tap in this. If you want to find more information about a particular app using your sign in with Apple, double tap this.
Instacart. Instacart. Mapplebur Incorporated.
Okay, so it tells you who the company is. There's not a whole lot on this page, really. But if you go to the right,
privacy policy button,
you can read about its privacy policy, what it does with your email, etc.
You created an account with this app on May 15th, 2020, and shared your name and used Hide My Email.
There you go. So it tells you when it was created.
Hide My Email heading. This app received means 9 statistics at privitarily.deplete.com button.
So there's that random generated email that is using for creating this account. So that's the actual account name that you created for the email.
Forward to thomas@themickeyhouse.com.
And there's my email address. So that is what it's being forwarded to.
Hide My Email allows apps to contact you without receiving your real email address. This unique address only works with email from this developer.
Self-explanatory there.
Learn more. Link. Stop using Apple ID. Button.
And this does the same thing as I've done before with Dabble. When I did a swipe up to remove it, you can do the same thing here. If you double tap this.
Stop using alert. Stop using Apple ID with Instacart.
And you get the same information or what we just heard when we try to remove Dabble. So now you know where all the apps that are using your Apple ID for sign in with Apple exist. So this is where you can come, delete it, and check out to make sure everything looks right and it has all the pertaining information we just learned here. So that is how to view apps using your Apple ID for signing with Apple. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time, bye-bye.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple device, visit www.applevis.com.